Unchecked government and derelict media demand the People's Tribune Council. Why Constitutional Accountability Requires a Historic Safeguard for the People. By Kelly John Walker. In ancient Rome, the tribunes plebeians stood as guardians of the people, not as rulers, but as a voice to represent the people, plebs, and protect them from the abuses of the powerful and the elite. The tribune of the people emerged in 494 BC when everyday Romans walked out of the city in protest, refusing to be ruled by a government that oppressed them. Their demand was simple: create an office that exists solely to protect the people from the government. The principle embodied by the Roman tribune did not vanish with the fall of Rome. It reemerged in the Anglo-American tradition, most clearly in the Magna Carta of 1215. By forcing the king to acknowledge that his power was bounded by law and subject to accountability, the barons asserted a foundational truth shared with the tribunus plebis: authority exists to serve the people, and the rulers are subject to the law of the people, i.e., common law. Though differing in form, both institutions established a mechanism by which those subject to power could demand redress and restrain abuse, laying the groundwork for constitutional accountability in a modern republic. The voice of the people is the shield against tyranny. Publius Claudius Pulcher, Tribune, 58 BC. That concept was revived in a different form in modern times. The role of public oversight migrated to the press, and the term Fourth Estate entered political vocabulary in the early 19th century, popularized in accounts credited to British statesman Edmund Burke, who, according to Thomas Carlyle, once said in Parliament that there were three estates, but in the reporter's gallery yonder, there sat a fourth estate more important far than they all. When modern newspapers adopted the name Tribune, they were not choosing a brand. They were claiming a sacred civic responsibility to serve as a watchdog over government power on behalf of the people. The fall of the fourth estate. Sadly, that responsibility has been abandoned in the 21st century. The legacy media is unmistakably derelict in its duty, and today's mainstream outlets rarely perform the vital role the Tribune once embodied. Rather than serving as a check on power, media corporations substitute ideological framing for factual rigor, advocacy for inquiry, and biased op-eds for reporting. Headlines are crafted to persuade rather than inform, and narrative enforcement has replaced impartial scrutiny. When journalism becomes inseparable from political agendas, it ceases to serve the public and instead foments division and distrust. In short, the legacy media, the fourth estate, has suffered a fate not unlike that of the original tribunus plebis in 27 BC, when Augustus absorbed its powers and transformed a safeguard of the people into an instrument of the ruling class. The issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history: whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. Thomas Jefferson. Today's media has largely chosen sides and taken the field as partisan players for the powerful and elite. In doing so, it has left a dangerous void, one in which the people's grievances go unheard and unchecked power goes unchallenged. Yet, a free and constitutional republic depends on institutions willing to hold power accountable. It is in this void that the People's Tribune Council steps forward, not as a media organization and not as a replacement for journalism, but as a constitutional intermediary between the government and the governed. The People's Tribune Council, restoring a historically precedent civic role. The People's Tribune Council exists to hear the needs, grievances, and concerns of the American people and to communicate them directly to the President of the United States, while requiring transparency and accountability from the federal government. The council does not exist to report the news, but to serve as emissaries of the people to the president and as a vehicle of accountability for those to whom the people delegate their sovereign power. The American system of government rests on a social contract derived chiefly from John Locke, who taught that individuals possess natural rights prior to government and delegate limited authority to it by consent. As the Declaration of Independence affirms, government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed and exists as a fiduciary trust, not a master. When those entrusted with power violate that trust, the people retain both the right and the duty to demand accountability. In this sense, sovereignty never leaves the people. It is only conditionally delegated. The Tribune exists to ensure that contract is met as a safeguard to natural rights. The People's Tribune Council is not partisan. It does not serve donors, lobbyists, or political factions. Its authority is grounded in the Constitution and in the principle that government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. Why now? Unchecked power thrives when censorship, lawfare, and demagoguery rule the land. The People's Tribune Council is not just a new fourth estate. Is something older and more fundamental, a revival of the people's right to be heard, to be represented, and to demand accountability from those who govern in their name. As the father of the American Revolution, Samuel Adams, warned, if ever a time should come, when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. That is why experienced patriots have established the People's Tribune Council, to carry forward the Western heritage of liberty inherited from the Tribunus Plebeius, affirmed in the Magna Carta and enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. Mission: the People's Tribune Council restores an ancient civic safeguard, defending the rights and liberties of the American people when government ceases to uphold them. Our purpose is to stand between citizens and the abuse of state power, ensuring that the principles of justice, constitutional restraint, and equal protection are honored in full. We act in the spirit of Samuel Adams, who warned, "If ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin." Preamble. When in the course of human events, a people awakens to the erosion of their fundamental rights, and when the system of governance fails to secure the liberties of honest citizens, the people have the right and duty to assemble in a council emanating from and accountable to the governed. This People's Tribune Council is created to give structure, voice, oversight, and mutual defense to those rights which governments are instituted to secure. Kelly John Walker is an American statesman, senior writer, author, and entrepreneur. He is the founder of Freedom Talk, editor-in-chief of Freedom Talk magazine, and co-founder of Parents Demanding Justice Alliance. His work has appeared in the Washington Times, Gateway Pundit, the Epoch Times, Newsmax, Town Hall, Law Enforcement Today, and more. He's a frequent guest on national programs including Real America's Voice, Bannon's War Room, NTD Capital Report, and more. Kelly holds degrees in English, theology, and a Master of Science earned on a U.S. Department of Defense fellowship. In 2020, after being canceled and arrested for standing against government overreach, he became a leading independent journalist and advocate for liberty and parental rights.